breeze past the megaphone. I shout it on the count of three. Welcome to episode 135 of Voice in Education. This is Julie Daniel Davis. It's the beginning of the school year for many teachers out there, and perhaps you're looking for ways to enhance the learning in your classroom or to meet the needs of a specific kid. I would suggest now's a great time for you to consider using Amazon Alexa in your classroom. These devices are a great way for you to communicate with your students, or to actually lead the learning for your students in a small group instruction. So the first step would be to buy the device. If you buy the kids friendly one, that's your best bet. But regardless, I would also suggest that you enable Amazon Kids on it, which is a small additional cost, not too much for Prime members. I think it's about $2 a month for a Prime member. This is going to allow you to limit what content they can get to. So put that on your device. That's your number one step. Number two step would be to rename the device for your classroom. While Alexa is the name that it comes with, because that is the name of the operating system branded by Amazon, we know that it is a humanized name, and the suggestion would be that you delete that name and use the name either Echo or Computer, and then explain to your students why you're taking that humanized name away. Explain to them that there are people out there that are offended by the fact that it is named a humanized name and the problems that it causes. So those are your first two steps. Your next step would be to open the Amazon Alexa app and consider things that you can do in your classroom. Immediately, I would suggest for any teacher that looking at ways it can make your life more efficient. So checking out reminders, so that let's say you have a student that's pulled out of your classroom at the same time every day, setting a reminder that says something like pull out or it's time can allow you to really stay on top of that child not missing that important time that they need to go somewhere else. Let's say you've got a special day ahead and there is going to be an assembly at a time that normally is not a regular time. You can remind yourself of that so you're not the last teacher walking in. You can also set alarms and timers. So you can set an alarm to go off a few minutes before it's time to go to lunch so that your students have a chance to gather their belongings together and for you to be aware that it's now that time. Sometimes in the midst of our teaching, we lose track of time, so involved in what we're doing. You can set timers. Let's say you want for 12 minutes, you want your students to work on a paper. You can have the device set that time, and then you know when it's time to move on. You can set routines for your classroom. So I can say a certain word and I can decide what that word is, and I can set up a routine that will happen when that word is said. And so it might be, hey computer, open Julie. And I'm Julie. I'm a student that's struggling with just handling my emotions. There's a routine that goes through that helps me to remember to breathe, and it just lets me take some deep breaths. Then it plays a little bit of soothing music for me. It asks me a few questions, and then I go back, and it tells me to go back to my desk, and I start participating again. Or maybe it's a routine that reminds you as a teacher that 2 or 3 minutes before them, it's time to start wrapping up. And that way, every week, you're not surprised by the bell. Your next step when you're looking in the app would be to go to skills and games. If you go into categories, you're going to see a whole category for education and reference. At this point, you can see some recommended skills. You can see the top skills in that category, and then you can see featured ones that will be listed. The nice thing about looking for skills is that they are set up with rankings where people have actually gone in and assigned them reviews. So the reviews can be really helpful for you as you're trying to navigate what's best for your students. Also, up in the corner while you're under education reference, you'll see a magnifying glass. This will allow you to actually look for skills appropriate for what you're trying to do. So if I type in English language learner, I get 1,528 results. I don't know which one of these might be most helpful for my students, but that does help you narrow down to find what you're looking for. So I can type in science facts, 17,000. I can type in math facts, 17,000. Lots of different options for you to help you find what you're looking for. If I go back out of the search and out of education and reference, I can also go all the way back and see more the ability to create blueprints. And blueprints are a way teacher personalize using this device in your classroom in a way that's meaningful to what's happening in your classroom. For instance, let's say your students are currently reading The Diary of Anne Frank. What if you create a listening quiz where they have to respond to questions based on what they're hearing? Or a story quiz where you create a story and then test your memory? Or flashcards, quizzes, facts. These are all under the section called learning. There's also some great ones that could be used in the classroom that aren't under that section. You can click on all and go to university where you can post lectures for students to hear. So maybe you've got some at-home learners and that could be really beneficial to them. You can create a countdown. You can create a fable. You can play games, play a game of first letter, which allows you to create categories starting with a certain letter. You can add a blog. You can just do a flash briefing. This is one of my favorites, where a teacher can start the day with all their students, teachers taking role, and the device tells the students what the expectations are for today. Here are the things that we're going to do. These are the essential questions we're going to answer in our very first lesson. This is a great way to personalize learning in your classroom. These are just a few things that I would suggest for using in your classroom and ways to do that. If you have any questions on using a Amazon Alexa device in your classroom, feel free to contact me at juliedavisedu@gmail.com. I'd be happy to help in any way possible. Also, I would suggest listening to this podcast. Go back to previous episodes where I talk about skills that are helpful for learning. Follow the hashtag VoiceEDU, where I've actually posted things that are helpful for you as an educator wanting to use voice technology in your classroom. Your year is before you. How are you going to use voice technology to help you teach?